Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, or shows and tours,
or get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up, and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. cv-fogg.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fogg. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. Joey. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy Friday, January 7th. You're listening to us on KWXY, that's 1340 AM, or 92.3 FM, or
You're listening to us on KKGX Radio. That's 920 AM and 99.1 FM. Just so you're listening to us. And after we're through, Nigel Dettelbach posts everything to my webpage. That's joeyenglish.com. And also my Facebook page. And we're getting lots of new friends. Thank you. New year, new friends. So sit back and relax. I want this to be the best hour of your day.
This is Friday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Coachella Valley Meals on Wheels. They do about 350 or so meals a day. The programs continue to offer food, human contact, and more to homebound seniors. Please go online to help them. You can designate where you want your contribution to be used. And the best website for this is jocelyncenter.org. Just Fabulous has a book signing featuring Kevin Getz about audience testing in Hollywood. It'll be this Sunday, January 9th from 3 to 5 p.m. Just Fabulous is at 515 North Palm Canyon Drive. The website is the letter B, so bejustfabulous.com. The Creative Arts Temple with Rabbi Jerry Cutler is streaming brief Shabbat services every first Friday at 6 p.m. And they do it on their Facebook and YouTube live. Check it all out at creativeartstemple.org. Okay, Joey pals, it is the first Friday in January, let me say it, 2020. And we do our Go Green segment that you all love so much. And it's time to catch up with Dylan and Chase's mom and find out how Christmas was. We say hi to Ashley Metzger from
Desert Water Agency.
First of all, sweetheart, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's 2022.
Yeah, I'm ready. Aren't you?
No, it makes me feel old.
Oh. Yeah, you're all of what, 29?
Yes. How'd you know? 29 again.
Tell me how the boys loved Christmas. Tell us how old they are now.
So Dylan is 3 and Chase just turned 1 this week.
Yes.
So they enjoyed Christmas quite a bit. My 3-year-old was having a great time and very excited. He cared more about the cookies than he did about the presents. So cookies for Santa were the big
thing. With COVID and everything, did you take them to see Santa Claus?
So we did like a kind of distanced type Santa where he wasn't quite on Santa's lap, but he was near Santa and we snagged a photo. So that was fun.
Yes. I had one of my grandchildren, nobody's a baby anymore, who was terrified of Santa. Isn't that funny?
I can get that. Stranger danger.
Well, I'm glad it went well for you. Blessings on your family. Okay, 2022, Desert Water Agency. Tell us what we need to know, Ashley.
So for those of you who haven't picked a resolution yet or who have already fallen off the wagon, perhaps with a different resolution, we are thinking that water conservation might be a good fit for you. So we have a lot of different tools available to help you be more efficient in 2022. So dwa.org/save, and there's incentives, so money out there to make some upgrades that will help you be efficient all year long.
And it's been nice because sporadically we've had some nice rain.
Oh yeah, we were looking at some pretty serious drought conditions earlier this year, and then we just got beaten up in the Sierras. They had the wettest year they've had in a long, long, long time.
Really?
So it's a good thing, but we still have to be a little bit careful about counting our eggs before they hatch, because snow is great, but it's the way the snow melts that's really important. You know, we need it to melt slowly So you want to make sure that you are able to capture it and then get it from Northern California to Southern California. Now, last year and the year before, we had really warm early springs. So the weather heated up and the snow melted really quickly, and there wasn't all that much there to begin with. But this year there will hopefully be a lot there. But if it all melts very quickly, that's not great. So we're hoping that the spring kind of warms up slow and steady up in Northern California.
Gee whiz, all that technology you don't think about. Remind me again of the rule. When it rains, how long can you wait to turn back on your sprinklers?
48 hours. So we say if we get a tenth of an inch or more, you're not allowed to water for 48 hours. And that's just because Mother Nature's doing it for you. So it's silly to have those sprinklers going on at the same time. And it can be tricky, you know, maybe you're out of town or something.
Yes.
So one great thing you can do is install a smart irrigation controller. And they have automatic shutoffs for when it rains. So then
because
you don't even have to think about it. It
just
does it for
you. Because we don't have the water police. I mean,
no, I don't have my badge dusted off yet from the last drought.
I'm trying to think, would I even know how to measure a tenth of an inch of rain?
Usually your friends on the television or radio weathercast have some good information for you about how much precipitation we've received.
Is that funny?
Basically, if it's a good rain, if it's not just a drizzle, it's good to turn the sprinklers off for at least a day or two.
You know how I tell? I've got a bird bath, you know.
Uh-huh.
Where I park my car, you've seen it. And when I go out there to feed the quail in the morning and the bird bath is full, I know we've had rain overnight. That's not quite as scientific. Joey Pals, we're listening to Ashley Metzger for the first time in 2022. Believe you me, this gal will guide us through water because this is the desert after all. And there's so much we need to think about that we don't think about when it comes to water in the desert. Okay, what's next?
So we are also going through, much like the other cities and special districts around us all throughout California, based on the 2020 census data that was released last fall, we're going through redistricting. So basically our board of directors, they're elected. We're a public agency. We're not a like Edison or SoCal Gas. You know, we're not for profit. We're government. So we have a board of directors that's elected. They used to just all be elected at large, which means they could live anywhere within our district and be on the board. But now we have divisions so that the different areas have equal representation.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, we went through the districting process in 2019, and now we are updating it with the 2020 census data, because back in 2019, we were relying on 2010 census data.
Oh, my stars.
Yeah, so we're doing a big leap forward, and we have some workshops planned for January 26th noon.
Write that down. January 26th workshop. What's the title, sweetheart?
It's just for division elections.
Okay.
So we'll be looking at some draft maps. We'll be looking at a mapping online tool that community members can use. And then there's another one February 9th at 6 in the evening for those folks that have worked during the day and can't use their lunch break to attend the one in January.
Now make sure I've got this right, because Joey Pals, you know, we've gone to this wonderful expanded time frame for the Joey English Show, and I'm not great with math, so I want to make sure I post everything. January 26th, is that Zoom or virtual?
Yes, okay. They are both virtual so that we can get as many folks in the room that want to participate as possible without worrying about safety or restrictions.
Sure. What time is the January 26th?
At noon.
Gotcha. And February 9th, is it 6 p.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you sign on?
So the links will be available at dwa.org/divisions.
Divisions.
And you'll be able to find it on our homepage or our social media, too.
And there's no charge.
Oh, no, of course not.
Now, all the other wonderful meetings, seminars that you've had over the years, are they all still available on your website?
They are, dwa.org/virtual. We'll connect you with that. And then also connect with us on social. We actually do fun things like give away Film Fest tickets and, you know, things like that every now and again, and, you know, partnering with other community organizations. So if you don't follow us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, you're missing out.
All of those things that have become our new normal. Oh my gosh, we're visiting with Ashley Metzger. Tell us your title over there.
I am the Director of Public Affairs and Water Planning.
That's a long title. I'm writing it down.
Water planning.
Are we going to be drought sensitive this year, 2022?
So even though things were recently just wet, yeah, we're going to be a bit sensitive because last year and the year before were quite dry. So we're starting at a place with pretty low storage in the statewide system. So again, we're hoping for that slow warm up during the spring so we can capture as much water as we can. And then agencies around the state like DWA, some of us are exploring and investing in possible new storage opportunities. So there's a reservoir being planned in Northern California called Sites Reservoir.
Called what? I'm sorry.
Sites, S-I-T-E-S. Okay. And we, along with a number of other agencies, are pursuing that so that there will be more ability to capture rain and snow melt.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's tricky, you know, with the way the climate is changing. It seems like we're getting wetter, more intense storms.
Gosh, yes.
And longer dry periods. So when that water's there, we've really got to be ready for it so that we can maximize that resource.
Smart. Okay, my dear Ashley, in the last minute we've got left, are water rates going to go up in 2022? I can't even say that.
Yes, ma'am. So water rates increased technically on January 1st this year. We were supposed to increase them back in 2020 in July, but we delayed it due to the pandemic. So in February bills, you will notice an increase.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Shower. Well, what do I always say? Shower with a friend.
There you go.
Save
well,
water.
You know, it's so difficult because the price of everything just seems to be going up. I mean, you name it, and gas, labor, energy, and these things are all cost drivers for us as well. So it's a real challenge out there, but we do have help for people that need it. So dwa.org/H2O.
Yes.
And that's our Help to Others program, and folks can get credits for their water bill.
Website and phone number to continue the conversation with Ashley.
dwa.org. And then the phone number here is 760-323-4971. And if you want to ring me, I am at extension 184.
Bless your heart, sweetheart. We're going to make it a good year, and we'll get through it with information and communication. And we thank you for stopping by.
Cheers to that.
Here's
happy 2022.
Yes, bless your heart. Bye-bye, Ashley.
Bye-bye.